you just, the next play feels fine. And those are the little things that, you know, they tell me that you're going to go through. You're going to hear little things. You're going to not feel the exact same as your other knee. But those are the things you got to battle through. And I'm looking forward to the battle, you know, because I ain't got no choice.
Is that part of it, the biggest mental hurdle? Because whenever you have a serious injury, it's kind of a mental thing, too. I mean, is that the biggest mental hurdle?
Well, you know, that's with any injury or anything, you know, anything you face in life, you know, I think the challenge is mentally more than physically, you know, anything in life. And, you know, once you get past the mental part, you know, physical part is, you know, you can handle that. So I just, you know, I take it day at a time, you know, see how it goes and, you know, keep improving and keep putting it through more stress. Today is probably the most stress that I was able to put on my knee, you know, hitting and trucking and doing everything, you know, that I'm supposed to do as a football player. So we'll see how it feels, you know, tonight when I go home.
You feel any limitations at all, running side?
No, I don't feel it. I don't feel any limitations, you know, at this point. I feel fast. I feel like I can push off of it. I feel like I can hit. You know, we just take it day by day and learn about it as we keep going. But I feel pretty good.
The fact that you've been on the outside watching everybody in this D3-4 team, do you think that's helped you?
I think what's helped me the most is just staying vigilant and studying. You know, at all the years, you know, usually, you know, I kind of have a problem with if I'm not in the game or I'm not practicing, it's hard for me to pay attention. You know, I think I got a slight case of ADD. But you know, this year I just, you know, I got past that and just kind of just focused and got my mind right and just studied it and learned and stayed behind it, because I knew it's going to come to this day where I'm out there and I need to execute and I don't want to be a setback for the guys. So I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, I thought I did good. Probably had one mental error today, which I think in my book is pretty cool, you know.
So.
You said what? I got a couple little blitzes on the running backs, but we kind of been killing them all year, so I can't be too proud of that. But it felt good to, you know, hit that helmet and get a nice little crack, and it felt good out there. But, yeah, hopefully get some more. You can ask them. They know. You know, it's hard. It's a hard defense. I mean, they don't know where to block, and once they figure it out, it's too late. You know, we're already up their throat. So, it's fun, man. I'm glad I got to hit today a little bit and kind of felt how I feel. And, you know, when that first hit, I went out there, I was just like, I'm just going to run. Whoever gets in the way, I'm just going to run into them. And, you know, it felt good. So.
How hard has it been not being able to get on the field, just studying and I don't know if you're looking at film or whatever you're doing, but how hard has it been to transition that into actual getting on the field and doing the right thing, being in the right place?
It's usually hard, you know, translating film onto routes and stuff like that. It's usually a hard thing to do, but, you know, fortunately, I don't know, I've just been studying a lot and able to watch and been out there watching those guys and kind of seeing it, standing behind and seeing it at the speed that they're seeing it. So, you know, I think, I got an advantage by doing it, and I felt pretty good. You know, I didn't have too many mental mistakes. I probably had one, which was probably the hardest mistake, and everyone still makes it. It's a challenge, but I won't make it again. You know, that's the type of things you do in practice. You know, once you go through it physically and you mess it up, you know, physically and mentally, it burns into your memory. So, you know, those kind of little things I'll be learning, you know, this week and next week, and see what happens when the game time comes. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's on them. We take it one step at a time. Like, I practiced a lot today, and if, you know, they want to see me out there for a couple plays, you know, I don't have a problem going out there. You know, I think it'd be pretty fun. But, you know, it's on them. You know, I let them make that decision when the time comes.
Where are you in terms of game shape?
Oh, shape? I'm good. You ain't seen my body?
I always heard there's beat and shape, and then
I thought I was going to be exhausted today.
No.
And I felt great, man. You know, honestly, I know I can still. There's a level of Nick Barnett that I haven't got to, but the shape, I'm in game shape, but the level that I need to get to, that I'm used to being into, not there yet. I'll say by the end of this week, right there.
What's your
Yeah, my body fat's more down than anything I've ever been in my life, so I feel good.
Like game
yeah. well, see, this is deceiving. This is deceiving because we have the body scanners, which is the most accurate body. Body is right on. Mine's at 10% right now. It, and if we had the little, you know, the little skin folds, oh, no, I might be 6. But those are not accurate, though, at all. That's the lowest I've ever been, 10. I'm hoping I don't start cramping up for that. You know. It's easy to put some body fat back on if that's the problem.
What are your
Yeah, I mean, that's all it was. You know, this whole off season, I didn't have an off season. We worked out, you know, twice a day. You know, treatment at home. We'll do extra cardio. I mean, it was just very motivating. You know, I had a guy who I went to college with. You know, he's a physical therapist and a trainer, and he kind of just stayed on, and we just had a positive off season. You know, and I don't think I've ever worked out that long before a season, so I feel in good shape. You know, like I said, it's still, like you said, there's still room to improve because the game shape is totally different.